Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Thursday, April 18th. On today's show, NASA announces an update for the Mars sample return mission and reveals its urgency for space rocks. Plus, we explore the possibility of a spider-like Mars robot crawling through unexplored volcanic caves. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an exciting update from NASA regarding its ambitious Mars sample return mission. The space agency is eager to get its hands on Martian rocks and soil to study them in detail here on Earth. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Mars. What can you tell us about NASA's plans?
NASA is moving full steam ahead on the Mars sample return mission, which aims to bring pristine samples from the Red Planet back to Earth for in-depth analysis. The Perseverance rover, which landed on Mars last year, has already been collecting and caching promising rock and soil samples. The goal is for a future spacecraft to retrieve those samples and launch them into Mars orbit.
That sounds like a complex, multi-stage mission. What are the next major milestones to look out for?
A critical step will be the launch of the Earth Return Orbiter in fall 2027 and the Sample Retrieval Lander in summer 2028. The lander will carry the Mars Ascent Vehicle, essentially a small rocket to launch the cached samples into Mars orbit. Once there, the Earth Return Orbiter will rendezvous with the samples and secure them in a highly protective containment capsule for the trip back to Earth, with landing anticipated in 2033.
Those Martian samples will be true scientific treasures. What do researchers hope to learn by studying Mars rocks and soil with sophisticated instruments on Earth?
Scientists are eager to examine the samples for signs of potential ancient microbial life on Mars. The rocks could also shed light on Mars's geological history and evolution as a planet. Analyzing the samples in Earth labs will allow far more detailed study than what's possible with rovers and their onboard instruments. It could revolutionize our understanding of Mars and inform future robotic and even human missions to explore the planet.
As you mentioned, the samples are expected back on Earth in 2033, so there are still many years of work ahead to make this complex mission a success. We'll be tracking the progress closely. Thank you for the update on this exciting chapter in Mars exploration. In other tech news, Figma, the startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 million, is not sitting idly by as it awaits regulatory approval of the deal. At the company just announced, it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to make it easier for teams to get started on projects and stay organized. For more on these new AI capabilities, we're joined now by our Simply Tech correspondent. So tell us, what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam?
Figma is leveraging generative AI in a few key ways with FigJam. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards more easily from simple text prompts. So if you describe the type of board you want to make, like say a project timeline, the AI will automatically generate a template to get you started. This should help address the blank page problem and make FigJam more approachable for new users.
Interesting. I know FigJam uses a digital sticky note metaphor for capturing ideas. Is Figma applying AI to that aspect as well?
Yes, they are. As FigJam boards grow, they can become unwieldy with tons of sticky notes everywhere. So Figma is using AI to automatically sort and categorize those sticky notes into logical groupings, like by topic or by the person assigned to each task. This should make large boards much easier to parse and navigate.
That does sound useful for keeping things organized as projects evolve. Any other AI enhancements?
The last one is the ability to automatically generate a summary of a FigJam board. So after a long brainstorming session with dozens or hundreds of sticky notes, the AI can provide a concise overview of the key points and themes that emerged. This used to be a manual, time-consuming process to synthesize, so it's a big time saver.
Very cool. So who are the target users for these new AI features in FigJam? Just designers?
Actually, Figma says that 2/3 of FigJam's weekly active users are not designers. The tool is popular with cross-functional teams spanning product, engineering, marketing, and more, for general visual collaboration. So the AI assists are meant to make FigJam easier to adopt for this broad audience, many of whom struggle with knowing how to get started on a blank whiteboard.
Makes sense. Do we know what AI models Figma is using under the hood to power these capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models and has customized them to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts and objects. They've also put some guardrails in place to prevent the AI from generating any harmful or inappropriate content if users stray outside the intended use cases.
Very interesting. When will Figma's users get to start playing with these new AI superpowers?
All three of these generative AI features are launching today in an open beta, so FigJam users can start kicking the tires and seeing how much time and effort they really save. The features are part of Figma's larger vision to make visual collaboration more accessible to everyone, regardless of their role or experience level.
Thanks for the update on Figma's new AI features for its FigJam online whiteboard. Exciting developments, indeed. Well, that wraps up our stories for today here on Simply Mars. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.